Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, February 20th, 2018. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
Bow with me. Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies today, throughout this day, so we may say and do the things that please you. Forgive us when we fail you. Jesus Christ, name of God.
Amen.
Say pledge news.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. We have a short agenda today, given that we had a county holiday yesterday. Item A is to consider and approve execute and mention that Commissioner Sonnengar was out doing his required continuing education hours, so we'll miss him this week. Consider and approve execute receipt file renewal for a term contract for legal notices for Jefferson County with Beaumont Enterprise, the Examiner Corporation, the Port Arthur News for a fourth and final one-year renewal from March 6, 2018 to March 5, 2019. Item B is to request approval to release retainage to Alco LLC, Taxiway D Reconstruction at Jack Brooks Regional Airport in the amount of $110,437, payment application number 10. And that's a project that's funded by an airport improvement project grant number 32 from the Federal Aviation Administration. Item C is to consider and approve execute receipt file certificate of completion for Taxiway D Reconstruction at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Alco LLC, again funded by FAA AIP grant number 32. We have a motion on those items under purchasing. Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And the county auditor, item A, is consider and approve electronic disbursements for the following items: $860.48 and $621.90, both to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for February insurance reimbursement. And item B has a mistype. Should be regular county bills, check numbers 443245 through check 443504. Have a motion on the items under auditor.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And the county commissioners will skip item A. Item B is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County Precinct 3 and City of Port Arthur for cleaning and grading of ditches pursuant to Section 791.014 of the Government Code, which is the Texas Intergovernmental Cooperation Act. And then item C is considering possibly approve a donation of $3,000 to the Tri-City County Disaster Rebuild Southeast Texas. We have a motion on those items under county commission.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Only question I have is on this Tri-County, on this rebuild. Is that we're donating?
Yes, sir. The commissioner's courts of the three counties, that is the heads to FEMA and Texas Division of Emergency Management, appointed three members to the board. They formed their corporation, applied for their 501c3 status, and did their bylaws. They requested of each county that they contribute $5,000 to as seed money until their grant funding comes in. And both Orange and Hardin County contributed $5,000. I gave $2,000, so this is for the county to make up the rest of the $5,000 donation.
Is that legal?
Sir? Yes, sir, it's legal. If we can contribute to anything that we could otherwise do through one of our programs, of course, disaster relief is one. So okay. I don't think the treasurer and the auditor will have any problem with that.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, the Under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and possibly approve the resolution for the application of grant through the Office of the Governor's Homeland Security Grant Program. The Aviation Navigation Communication Enhancement Project will enhance our current aviation operation vital to the area's security, and that's grant number 361-6901. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move. Second.
Everybody second. Yes, Commissioner Weaver, Commissioner Alford was the second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, I've got item A under County Commissioners to receive and consider a presentation from Mr. Kyle Comey, Georgia Chemical Company, regarding road building materials. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And Mr. Comey, invite you to the podium if you would introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Kyle Comey, Georgia Chemical Company. I talked to a couple of the superintendents at Precinct 1 and Precinct 2, gave them some material background. I'm not sure if they've had a chance to speak to you guys. I just want to take the time today to drop off some presentations for you to review, which has a comparison of the current products you're using versus using ours. And so just cost savings. So what's the best way to present this?
Oh, you're welcome to come up and hand it. I'll pass it down.
Okay.
There's four copies there plus the material sheets.
Well, since I don't have a road and bridge crew, I'll leave it with the commissioners. And you might want to stay behind that commissioner's court and visit with the commissioners.
Sure.
To discuss your
proposal. Too much time. I mean, I can sit back and wait if you guys have any questions after reviewing it and go from there. Or if you guys have any questions at the moment, I'll be happy to address them.
Yes. You said you've spoken with the superintendent of Precinct 2?
Yeah, I talked to Jody and I also talked to Mike. I believe Mike's at Precinct 2.
Yeah, right.
We dropped off material. I sent over an email and showed cost comparisons against the products that you're using now versus using us. And for the soil stabilizer, you can save you a couple grand and then at least a couple hundred per mile on the top coat.
Okay. I'll visit with you when I get back.
Okay.
What your product is being used right now?
Victoria County, Milwaukee County, and then we can send a list of several.
It'd be good if you send a list.
Yep, I can do that.
Okay.
How did they acquire your product?
Well, we can hear bid or we can, however the process is here. I'm sure your boss just won the bid in Jackson County or Soil Stabilizer. So what I did is I went by each precinct, met with the guys using, asked what they were using, talked about what their needs were, and then offered to do a proposal, side-by-side comparison of the current products versus our products.
Very good. We can find like quality materials at a lower price, and we'll always appreciate the opportunity to hear about it.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. Commissioners, anything you wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I'm bringing to the public early voting starts today. Right, Ms. Clark?
That's right.
All right.
Judge Moon, I'd just like to commend the Sheriff's Office for seeking out these grants. I know you're very familiar with this particular grant, and I think it'll be a great benefit. So appreciate y'all's diligent effort on that.
Anything further? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Stop twice.